What is up, crew? My name is Andy, aka Biggie S'mores. You're listening to the Biggie S'mores podcast. Mainly what we're going to be about, sneakers and fashion, sports. Might even get into a little bit of gambling, things like that. Because without sneakers, you don't have sports as big as they are today, and vice versa. We'll get more into that later on, maybe in another podcast. But I do truly believe that. A little background about myself. I am born and raised and currently living in Marquette, Michigan, which I know is a place that most of y'all ain't ever heard of. Most people wouldn't even guess that it would exist. It's in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which most people don't even know exists. Yes, we're above the Mackinac Bridge. Yes, we're attached to Wisconsin, but we're still part of Michigan. Yeah, we were kind of the consolation prize after Michigan lost the Toledo War. But really, Michigan won out because everybody hates Ohio. They still suck. I am 27, soon to be 28. I am married to the most amazing woman in the whole entire world. And we have two awesome children together who you might hear my younger boy in the background of this. He's two going on three here, so he's a bit of a maniac. So you're probably just asking how we got here, how it is that a kid that lived in basically the middle of nowhere, 3 hours from the closest Foot Locker or Finish Line or Champs or any of that, how I were to fall in love with shoes. I would ask the same question. I don't necessarily know, but I think that the first thing that I can remember when it comes to shoes in my life was I was in the first grade and I had these Marvel comic superhero shoes that they were actually Velcro, and on both the medial and lateral sides they had like translucent little pockets where you slide your superhero in and you could rep your favorite superhero on the shoe. And actually you could have four different ones in there if you really wanted to. I typically rocked Spider-Man. I remember doing the X-Men or just Wolverine because he had an individual one. The other thing that I can remember from first grade was the next pair of shoes I had after those were a pair of Spalding Hakeem Olajuwon shoes that had a holographic Hakeem dunking. I'm assuming those only came out in the kid shoes. But anyway, that's kind of my first memory, is those Marvel shoes. And I would, I remember every couple weeks, maybe every week, I don't really remember that well. I would take my little scrub brush and scrubbing bubbles and clean them up before school. And then in the second grade, I had a pair of Nikes. I don't know what kind they were. If my memory serves me correctly, they reminded me a lot of the Alonzo Mourning shoe, but I don't think they were it. I remember we bought them at JCPenney. But in second grade, remember sitting there in class, and I would take my eraser and clean up the midsoles on my shoes. And I just remember thinking that was the coolest thing, was that, you know, it would be everybody else's shoes were all beat up, and I had these shoes with these crispy white midsoles. I just remember thinking that was the coolest thing. The next thing would come years later. It was the summer in between my sixth grade year and, oh no, I'm sorry, summer between my fifth grade year and my sixth grade year. We got an East Bay catalog in the mail, and it had Mike Vick on the cover with the Vick ones, and I remember just falling in love. Thought the Vick ones were so sweet. Which, if anybody got a pair size 12, let a brother know. I would highly, highly appreciate it. I don't care if they're even retros, man. Sorry, you can hear some sirens in the background right now. But yeah, I remember that catalog, and I would look at it. I would look at it almost daily. The other big shoe I remember having was the Reebok i3 Pressures, which were like the Iverson shoe that was supposed to be like Air Force Ones. I remember one of the kids in my class actually had a pair. I, for whatever reason, I always wanted them. I always thought they were intriguing. Actually, still to this day, I every once in a while I'll search for them on eBay or something. And if I ever find them for the right price, I might scoop a pair. And then also, that sixth grade year, there was a pivotal moment. Sixth grade was a really rough time for me. It was my transition period. You know, I was going into middle school, going into a bigger school. I always felt really awkward. And it was the beginning of my sixth grade year when 8 Mile came out. And I know, typical white boy, you know what I'm saying? 8 Mile got me into hip-hop. It did in a way. It really did. I got the 8 Mile soundtrack, and things just blew up from there. Later on that year was when Nelly came out with Air Force Ones. So all of a sudden that's popping. I kind of started becoming friends with all the basketball players and stuff. And so that also got me more into the shoes. And then it was the summer between 6th and 7th grade. My dad had retired from corrections. And so this summer we had taken a week-long vacation. First time we ever did it. And we went, for part of it, we were down in Lansing, Michigan. And we go to the mall there. We were doing some school shopping, and we were looking for shoes. And we ended up going into Finish Line there. And I saw them. The very first shoe that I absolutely had to have, fell in love with, no questions asked, I needed these in my life. Now, I know I said I loved the Vick ones. This is a whole different level. They were Nike Vandal Supremes, high top, black, with the gold swoosh. I still have them to this day. They're only a size 10 and a half, so I ain't been able to wear them in 10 years now. at least. They're beat to shit, but I'll never get rid of them because I love them. And also, if anybody got a pair of those out there, I am willing to cop. I would prefer DS, lightly used. We can discuss. Though that was a very, very pivotal moment, I think. With befriending the basketball players and all that stuff, I always had the newest East Bay on me. Always looking through it, you know. At that point, you're talking, data C-dubs in there all the time. A lot of the, like, team basketball shoes, stuff like that. The one shoe that I remember always being in there, I was always on clearance, though. And I've always wanted a pair for some reason, but I've never been able to get them. The Nike Air Veer. I know they retroed a couple years back, but for whatever reason, I've never been able to get my hands on a pair, and I do really wish I would've. And then later on that seventh grade year, so this would have been, the seventh grade would have been 2003-2004 for me. Reebok came out with the G Unit G6s, which I don't care what nobody says, I still want a pair of. People talk a lot of trash about them, but I don't care. I still want a pair of the original G Unit G6s. And then it was the shoe that I think kind of cemented sneakers for me. The black and gold Air Jordan 1s. And well, we were on another trip to Lansing. This would have been February of 04. We're on another trip down to Lansing. We're at the mall there. And I had saved up $50. Which to me was a lot in 7th grade. I'd saved up $50. My parents agreed to split it with me. Those Jordans retailed for $100 back then. And I literally went into every store. I'm in 7th grade. I went into every store looking for them. Even like Trade Home. You know, all the places. Finally find them at that same Finish Line I bought those Vandals at. My mom takes one look at them and goes, "Andy, these are patent leather. They're just going to crack in the winter." And she would not let me buy them. I have not been able to find a DS pair for under $300. Breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. I would still love a pair. And it's not, they did come out with the high top black and golds again in 2012, I think. 2013, somewhere in there. Not the same. They're just not the same. I mean, those had a white midsole and that goldish gum bottom outsole. These were all black. Except for the swoosh, the Jumpman on the back, the Jumpman on the tongue, and the Wings logo. I mean, they're a thing of beauty. Like I said, that shoe really kind of cemented it all for me. And then going into 8th grade, I remember I had, actually I picked up a pair of Dada Sprees, which I'm a dork for my, like, nostalgia and stuff from my youth, so I do kind of wish I still had those. And then the other thing that I think kind of changed stuff was I'm a huge basketball guy. played basketball since second grade. I was never any good, but I always loved the game. I always loved to play. And this kind of coincided with that kind of second generation, kind of the second coming in the sneaker game, because, like I said, my seventh grade year was 2003-2004. That's LeBron's rookie year. Dwayne Wade, Carmelo, that's their rookie year. And that's kind of where things kind of started picking up again. You know, LeBron had the AZGs, and then Melo the next year had the 1.5s, and then Dwayne Wade had the Wades with Converse. I believe he didn't get those till his third year, though. It's maybe his second year. I remember being on the cover of Kicks from Slam, but I, like I said, I can't recall what year specifically it was. Anyway, being such a big basketball guy, I think that changed it a little bit. And then the other thing was, I was a Detroit Pistons fan. We all know what the Pistons did in 04 when they traded for Rasheed Wallace and won the championship. We all know what Rasheed Wallace always rocked. High top Air Force Ones. Which, I do have the white and blue J pair. Love them. It's awesome. On a side note, everybody sleeps on Rip Hamilton's Jordan game. Dude had some sick PEs, man. Ben always rocked those N1 Chosen Ones. Those were fresh. I don't care what anybody says. Those are fresh. And I actually can't even find those on eBay. Tayshaun always had his Shocks. And then in 03-04, Chauncey was wearing N1s. Next year he got his Adidas deal. Eventually got his own signature shoe in 2005-2006. Yeah. Maybe it was 2006-2007. I think it was 2006-2007. But either way, I think that was another pivotal thing for me and my progression into the sneaker game. And as I said earlier, I always had East Bay with me. I was always flipping through East Bay, looking at all the kicks and everything. And when I'd walk down the halls at school, I'd always have, you know, I had headphones on, my hood up. Typically, I'd be looking down at everybody's feet. I could identify people by the shoes they were wearing. Not necessarily by having to look up at their face. You know, that's just how I was. And the thing is, like, to be in the shoes the way I am is such a really super rare thing around here. I only know, like, a handful of guys that are from here and are like that. Marquette's a college town. We got Northern Michigan University here. So we do get a lot of cats from outside but it's a super, super rare thing to be born and bred into this and still this in the shoes. And actually, side note, it got to the point, and I believe it was when I was in eighth grade, that I would show my mom so many different pairs of shoes that I wanted that she literally got to the point where she said I was no longer allowed to say the word shoes or sneakers or anything referring to what you wear on your feet. So instead of calling them shoes, I would always call them tacos. And that was how I got around that. But then as I got a little bit older, we had in town here, obviously there isn't really any sneaker spots. We had a Dunham's Sporting Goods that would occasionally get some heat. Like, actually, I picked up a pair of Jordan 2s there, low tops, the steel gray and pink. I know it's a women's colorway, but I think I paid $27 or something like that for them. I've gotten quite a bit of heat from that Dunham's. Unfortunately, they closed 2 or 3 years ago now. We had an MC Sports for a while before MC Sports went bankrupt. They used to occasionally get stuff. I remember when they first opened, they had the LeBron 2s. And the LeBron 2s are, as you'll find out in future podcasts here, LeBron 2s are one of my favorite shoes. But we did have two different skateboarding shops in town. One was Ground Zero, which had a Nike SB account. And so they always had the latest SB Dunks. This was kind of more towards the end of the Pink Box era. And it was the start of the Blue Box, or the Gold Box. And then into the Blue Box. They used to have heat and dudes would give me deals. At this point, I was already I was out of school at this point. I already graduated. I didn't go back to college. And I was just working. I was working 40 hours at a local grocery store. Thinking I was making bank, you know, still living with mom and dad. And the best cop there, and I'm just going to tell you this because this is probably the best pickup I've ever had. I scooped the Nike SB Bloody Gum Dunk Highs and the SB Brooklyn Projects, the Mets colorway, for $100 combined. I walked out with two pair of Dunks for $100 combined. I also got the Anchormans. Ground Zero ended up closing in 2010, 2011, somewhere in there. The other shop we had in town was, it's called Casualties. And at the end of my senior year, they got a New Era account. So then after working like I always was, I go down there and I would buy. I had damn near every MLB team just to match my kicks. Always, Tigers are my first love. But you gotta look fresh. I had all sorts of NBA kit, I had all sorts of MLB hats to go along with my kicks and stuff. And then actually after Ground Zero closed, Casualties, a year or two later, ended up getting a Nike SB account where they kind of picked that up. And unfortunately, they closed back in 2017. I know the owners very well. Great guys. Not to get into too much detail, but they were two brothers, so that's all they'd done in their lives was own that shop, and they wanted to change, which is cool, man. I understand. Anyway, we're getting kind of sidetracked there. But those are big influences in my life. We also had a kind of traditional sporting goods store in town. up here, hockey's the big thing. So they mostly sold a lot of hockey stuff, but they also had, you know, tennis, and they actually specialized in kind of running shoes. More or less, they specialized in fitting shoes to you. It was called Johnson Sports. I'm sorry. And the owner, John Thompson, he was also a very pivotal figure in my life. Just because he helped kind of guide me. He used to occasionally get some heat in there. Because he was a guy who's had a Nike account since Nike was young. So he would occasionally get some heat in there and stuff. But that's all we ever really had around here. And I was always the guy that I didn't like to order stuff online. Because to me, a lot of the Cap and Sneakers is a story. It's the everything around it. It's not necessarily just like, oh, I got the newest Jordan 4s or, you know, something like that. A lot of things have to do with the story, the background to it all. Like, we go to Green Bay, or we drive down to Traverse City or things like that to be able to cop a lot of these releases and stuff, man. It is what it is. I wouldn't really have it any other way. And then as we get more into, like, today, in the last 5 years or so, I would say I've kind of, my sneaker buying habits have dropped off with having kids and being married, and just your priorities kind of change. You know, I didn't really have the money once the kids came along and all that. But the one thing that I have done that hasn't changed is I tend to go back on eBay, you know, and I will go and find those shoes that I loved in middle school or I loved in high school, but I didn't have the money to have. And I'll try and buy them now, you know. With the hype around pretty much every Jordan release, with the hype around every Adidas release right now, it makes it so difficult to buy shoes that I'm not going to pay these outrageous reseller prices. So the way around it to me is to take it and do what I love with it. And that's having these shoes that I do have an attachment to, that I do have a story with. Like, for example, I picked up a pair of Nike Shox Bombers. Just because I always thought they were the coolest things, with the way the strap, you know, the way the weird behind the ankle strap thing they had going on, and that. I mean, I've only worn them, you know, a couple of times, but it's kind of having it that I think is an important thing to me, man. And then, that's what it's about to me. It's about the history. It's about the things that, you know, it's so much more than a shoe. I got a story with every pair of shoes that I got. And that's kind of what I think this podcast is gonna be it's gonna be real sneakerheads with a real passion for this that can tell a story. We're gonna keep you up on the, you know, on the newest sneaker news and in the loop with all that. But it's really about the passion, and it's really about the enjoyment and the love and the fulfillment that we all get out of this game. You know, I know I did say the term real sneakerhead, but I'm not necessarily out there trying to put anybody else down. There's too much negativity in the world as it is, and we need to embrace this. We're a smaller niche community, and it may not necessarily seem like that right now because of, you know, it being such a hugely popular thing where everybody and their uncle's out there trying to cop Yeezys every weekend, you know. But like I said, we're out here to hopefully inform, you know, tell those stories, and hopefully bring us all together. With that being said, I'm gonna quick try and wrap this up here. As I sit here, and I'm looking down at a pair of Jordan 23 quarter tops, which was on another eBay pickup for me. I honestly don't remember how much I paid. I want to say it was like 60, somewhere in there. It's just a reminder of how life comes full circle at times. You know, I wanted these so bad back in the day, and ended up getting them now. Well, ended up getting them a year and a half ago, but you know what I'm saying, fam. But I'm gonna try and get out of here right now. Follow me on my socials. My handle on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat is all at @Biggie_S'mores. @BiggieS'mores @BiggieS'mores. This has been the Biggie S'mores podcast, and I thank you all for listening. We're gonna have fresh new content, hopefully every week. And we're gonna keep you up on the kick game. Thank you very much. Peace and much love to you.